Hey, Reb Julian Pond.
Hey, Cindy, I'm just returning your call. I apologize. I was on the line a moment ago when you called and spoke with Miles. He briefed me in a little bit on what you guys were talking about. So the receipt, I just resent it to you. Excuse me. I sent it to your email again. The only thing is I just spoke with my accountant as well. Because it was an ACH over the phone, there's not like a physical, like a typical receipt paper that's printed out. The invoice will show that the invoice balance is zero. So I'm looking at it right now.
That's all I need, and
yep.
Then I need a shipping label.
Yep, I just emailed, or not, when you and I got off the phone initially, I emailed my shipping department. So the shipping department is aware. They're working on it right now. They will send.
That's okay, but what I got from you or somebody was just an address to mail it back to.
Oh,
and
No.
Well, I don't know why he's sending me that.
No, I did not do that. The return label thing,
I wonder who did that. It said it was from you?
No. It probably said that just because I'm the account manager. The return label, I guess the process, I started that a little bit today, or a little bit earlier today when you and I got
Well, now what this said was this is a physical address and how to mail it back to y'all. And I thought, what?
No. I'm gonna get the return label email sent to me, and then as soon as I get that to you, I'm gonna forward it to you. It's gonna have a barcode on it.
That's fine. It's
yep.
Just I tell you, at Christmas time around here gets crazy.
Yeah, I understand.
And it probably does for you too, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. You know, it's like you can't run fast enough, keep up enough.
Yep. So,
and then, you know, because I buy scrap gold, I have a lot of lazy investigators here. Anybody that they think that might be missing something, for some odd reason, they think they can just give them my name and they can come look through the buys. Well, you can't do that. You cannot do that. No.
Silly folks.
I know. And I said, that'd be like, I said, I asked one lady that just left, I said, where's your mortgage at? And she said, what does that have to do with anything? Well, I don't know. I just thought I'd walk in the mortgage company and ask, would they lay it out and let me look at it? She said, no, that's invasion of privacy. I said, these folks that sold stuff have privacy rights, too.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. You have a right to sell your old scrap gold if you don't want it.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
Yeah, but, you know, just stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's
I
can't get people to do their job.
Yeah, listen, I apologize for any of the confusion, but just to...
That's okay, that's
yep.
Fine, and I appreciate it, and I will talk to you soon.
Yep, so again, just real fast, just to go over everything real quick, I sent you the email for the receipt again. It does say invoice on it, but that is not the invoice. If you look on the top right, it says invoice balance zero, and then if you look on the bottom left, it says amount received. So that is the receipt. You're all good to go.
That's
everything
fine.
Is good to pay.
I just need it for my accountant.
Yep. So you have that in your email. That's good to go. And then the return label, whatever you got about the shipping address, you could ignore. The return label stuff I did get to work on already this morning. So as soon as the shipping department gives me that, I will forward it to you, and then that will be all squared away. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you. I hope you have a blessed weekend.
Awesome. You as well, ma'am. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.